saying good morning to Steve Nolan, who's chaplain of Princess Alice Hospice.
Yes, nice to be with you today.
Very nice to meet you today, and thank you so much for coming on to Radio Jackie. Tell me about the Light of Life annual service that you have. We have every year, but this year it's going to be online, isn't it?
Yes, unfortunately, we're not able to gather together as a large congregation as we have done in previous years. So we've taken the decision to put the service online. The nice benefit of that, it means that because we're limited on site as to the number of people that we can have at any one time, actually putting the service online means it can be available much more widely to the whole community.
And what will people see online? Let me imagine what they're going to see online.
Give you a flavour of it. The service. So people will see. Obviously, they'll see the hospice and they'll see the lights being turned on. So each year we invite a family that we've cared for to come and turn on the lights. And this year we've got Manik, whose wife was with us a couple of years ago, and his two daughters, Tallulah and Ruby. And they're going to be turning on the lights. So we'll meet the family. And there's a short film about the family and their experience. And then we'll see them turning on the lights. And then we'll see the hospice all lit up from different angles around the building. And there's also some music from the Salvation Army and a choir from the University of Surrey. They'll be singing as well. Again, it's all kind of pre-recorded, but that's a key part of the service.
And what hymns have you chosen? Or some of them, what's the flavour of the hymns you've chosen?
They're Christmas carols, traditional Christmas carols, which the Salvation Army would be playing.
That's lovely. And are you having once in Royal David City with a soloist to set you off?
Sadly, no, not with a soloist. No, not this year.
And will there'll be some reading and some memories carrying on within the service?
Yes, that's right. I will introduce the service and say a little bit about the significance of the service and the meaning of the lights, what the lights represent, which is an opportunity to kind of identify a light and take that as a representative of the person who's died. And then there's a specially written poem, which is read by members of the staff here. So folk will get to see different members of staff reading a verse from the poem.
It's a wonderful thing you do, and it's a wonderful thing to have this service, because light is something that's everlasting. And so it's an everlasting memory for people who've lost loved ones, particularly lovely memory of what you do at the hospice, which is make end of life so much more easy to bear, and to leave the family, with the ones that are left behind, feeling so much better about their loss. I mean, there's no way you can achieve a band-aid of their loss, but it does. You can. Well, you are making it better for them. To lose a loved one is at any stage of life is awful, but if they're with you in the environment you provide, I've spoken to lots of people who've said how much it's meant to them to be their loved ones in a place of peace, and them to pass into the next life in a peaceful way. So it's a great thing you do. What would you like to say to our Radio Jackie listeners about coming online and appreciating the service?
Yeah, we'd love to be able to welcome lots of people to join us online. As I say, this year we're able to extend the invitation to much more widely into the community. And if people would like to join us, they need to go to the hospice website, which is www.pah for Princess Alice Hospice, pah.org.uk. And then if they / join us or light up a life, either of those will work, they can get to the page and navigate to the service itself. So it'd be great if people would be able to join us, take part in the service. And if they feel that they would like to perhaps to make a donation to the support of the work that we do, each year it costs over £10 million to keep the service free of charge to folk when they need it. And if people felt that they would like to make a donation, that would be super.
That's lovely. And also, I see here they would be able to book a visit and write in the Book of Remembrance as well at the hospice. Is that right?
It's not the Book of Remembrance. It's a Book of Dedications, which again is online, and it can be navigated to by the post by the address that I've given, which was www.pah.org.uk/join-us.
And can people actually come and visit the tree if they book a visit to the hospice?
It is possible to book a visit to come and have a look at the tree. Yep, and to put one of our little doves onto the tree if they'd like to leave a message. Yeah. So again, that's at the website, and people can arrange that booking through the website.
And just lastly, how big is the tree, and how many lights have you got on it?
Oh gosh. I think the tree is 25 feet, and if you want to give me a minute, I'll pop out and count the lights for you. there's hundreds of lights. I don't know if anybody knows quite how many there are on there.
I won't hold you to that, but who actually decorated the tree?
Who decorated it? The facilities team here put the lights on it, and then various people have sent in. We make available small doves hospice logo, and people can write on their messages, so they've been sent in, and some of those have been put on, and the people who come to visit through the particular weekend will be able to add to that, so they'll be decorating the tree as well.
Thank you so much for coming to talk to me on Radio Jackie.
It's been a pleasure.